Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Yeah!
Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. If you don't know, now you know this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're about to get this party started. It is Wednesday night, and you know what that means. We have the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that means my brother in Christ, Apostle Elder Nate Curry, is about to come forth and drop a word of God. Hallelujah. On us on tonight. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for him on tonight. Amen. Before we go any further, let's get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you just for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. We want to thank you. We want to reverence you on tonight. Lord, we thank you for being there in every aspect of our lives, for leading and guiding us, Lord, for teaching us and for maintaining us, Lord. There are a lot of people that didn't make it to see tonight. Some of them saw this morning and ain't seen tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you blessed us to be here. You blessed us to commune with you. You said when two or three are gathered together in your name that you are in the midst, you are in the middle. So, Lord, we thank you for being in the middle of this on tonight. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We just want to love on you tonight, Lord. And let you know, Lord, we appreciate you for everything that you do, Lord. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And we thank you in advance for the revelation that you are about to drop into our hearts, minds, and souls. Test the man of God as he gets ready to bring forth your word on tonight. Test him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in his life and in his ministry, Lord. And we lift him up to you on tonight. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and most of all, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Amen.
Called in and tuned in. If you don't know, now you know this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Shout out to my TikTok fam that's on the line on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of y'all. Everybody that's on the phone lines on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We got a word of God coming on tonight, coming from the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming from Los Angeles, California. The Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. They will be coming forth in just a few minutes, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Right now, real quick, praise God, I want to give you our opening scripture on tonight, praise God. Our opening scripture will be coming from Mark chapter 11, verses 21, hallelujah, amen, through 26. Praise God. Mark chapter 11, hallelujah, verses 22 through 26. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it reads, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Hallelujah. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you have received them and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. And if ye have aught against, if your Father, which is also in heaven, may forgive you for your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. I want you to look real quick. Hallelujah. Verse 24, he says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you have received it, and ye shall have it. That is the key thing with prayer. Glory to God. A lot of us are praying for stuff. We're asking God for stuff, but we're not believing God for it. Hallelujah, praise God. He says, believe that you have received it. Not to believe that you are going to receive it. He said, believe that you have already received it, and you shall have it. Praise God, hallelujah. See, the problem ain't the prayer. Hallelujah. The problem is your belief. The problem is your stinking thinking. The problem is what's in your heart. The problem is your doubt. Praise God, hallelujah, because you can't figure it out, because you don't see how it can come to pass, because you don't see how God can make it happen. It's not your job to see how God's going to make it happen. It's your job to believe God's going to make it happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the problem ain't God. The problem ain't the prayer. You praying for the right thing, but you believe in the wrong thing. Glory to God. Amen. He said, amen, your mouth, hallelujah, serves me, but your heart is far from me. In other words, you saying a lot of things that you don't believe. A lot of us are giving God a whole lot of lip service. Praise God, hallelujah, a lot of bumping. We bumping our gums. Praise God. You know how you treat God? You treat God like that. Remember that person you was dating that you ain't like? Hallelujah, but they was doing stuff for you. Praise God. So you were stringing them along, giving them lip service. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you really didn't care for. That's how you treat God. Hallelujah. You treat them like a little sugar daddy. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't really trust him for the things that he can do. Praise God. But for the things we know he can do, amen, we butter him up and get those things. We come to church on Sunday and praise him for an hour and a half. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But where is your belief? He said, amen, whosoever believeth in me shall not perish. That belief has got an ETH, which means it's got to be continual. Hallelujah, it's got to be continuous. You can't believe God over here and not believe God over there. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why the healing ain't coming. That's why the finances ain't getting right. That's why the marriage is still on the rocks. That's why the kids can't get right, because of your stinking thinking. You don't believe God can do it, and God only acts on what you believe he can do. He said, if you don't believe I can do it, what am I going to do it for? Glory to God, hallelujah. You're speaking it, but you're not believing it. Hallelujah, amen. You got to know that you know that you know that you know in this hour, glory to God, that God can deliver you. He can heal you.
Yes,
he can
Lord.
Prosper you. He can bring you out of whatever
Lord.
You got yourself in. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we always, I'm going to say this and we're going to move on. We always praise God and magnify his name for getting us out. Hallelujah. You hear that testimony? He got me out of this. He got me out of that. He brought me from this. He brought me from that. But we fail to tell you that we got ourselves in it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got ourselves in a jam. We got ourselves in a mess. We got ourselves knee-deep in you know what. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as long as we was knee-deep in it, hallelujah, amen, it felt good going down. Hallelujah. While we was going down deep, it felt good. Hallelujah, amen. The most steps we took, hallelujah, then we realized, hold up, I'm up to my neck. Oh, glory to God, I'm up to my neck. Praise God. But you believed God would get you out of that mess. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why you called on me. Hallelujah, because you knew mama couldn't get you out of it. You knew daddy couldn't get you out of it. You knew your friends wasn't going to try to get you out of it. Glory to God. So you called on the only person you knew who could get you out of a jam that you got yourself in, and that was God. Hallelujah. He said, just like you believed me to get you out that jam, why don't you believe me to prosper you? Why don't you believe me to better you? Hallelujah. Why don't you believe me to move you from glory to glory, from stage to stage, from heaven to heaven? Why don't you believe me for all these other things? Quit calling me when you're in a mess. Glory to God, hallelujah. Call me before you get in it, and I'll keep you from getting in it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everything you're looking for, Hallelujah, that you get yourself in a mess looking, I can get it for you. Hallelujah. Didn't I tell David you want to go out here and marry somebody else's wife? If you just would have told me what you needed, I would have gave you such and such things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get you out of this, but you didn't have to get yourself in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you go to God, hallelujah, if you turn to God, you ain't got to turn to the street. You ain't got to turn to the pole. You ain't got to turn, hallelujah, to hustling and slinging, hallelujah, and shaking it like it's hot. Hallelujah, amen. If you turn to God, you won't never have to get in the jam. Hallelujah, if you believe that you have received what you asked God for. Hallelujah, amen. As I get ready to move forward, that changes the way you think. Hallelujah. Put your faith in God, that God can do any and above all things. That the Bible, what the Bible says is true, that with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the quicker you change the way you think, hallelujah, amen, the quicker, hallelujah, God's going to open up a window of heaven and begin to pour out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. He's waiting on you to change your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight that he is a provider. We thank God on tonight that he is a keeper. We thank God on tonight that he is a savior. We thank God on tonight that he is a healer. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. If you're just not joining us, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Tivos, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're just not joining us, you joined us at a good time. Praise God. You already missed the appetizers. Hallelujah. You missed the breadsticks. Amen. You missed the chips and the salsa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you came just in time for the main course. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And bringing forth the main course on tonight, praise God, is the leader, the pastor, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, out of Los Angeles, California. You better believe the West Coast is in the building on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Speaking about none other than my brother in Christ, glory to God, hallelujah. As he would say, my brother, hallelujah, from another mother, I'm talking about none other than the holy apostle himself, our friend. Hallelujah, amen, and our family, none other than the holy apostle, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does, man of God.
Amen, amen. Somebody come and give God some praise. Somebody give God some glory right now. Somebody lift your voice and tell the Lord how much you love him right now. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and lift your voice like a trumpet and let the Lord know, glory to God, that he is, amen, your main love. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
I believe David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on here, somebody. And let us exalt his name together. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify. See, that word magnify means to make him bigger. That means that you bring, amen, what you know about God to the table, and I bring what I know about God to the table. And see, when we bring it to the table, that makes him bigger. Hallelujah. How many know that it takes all the pieces, amen, to solve a puzzle? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, when you bring your piece to the puzzle, glory to God. Then the puzzle can be solved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so it gets bigger as all the pieces come together. Amen. Right now, glory to God, you need to bring your peace to the table and say, Lord, I thank you. See, you might know him as a healer. I might know him as a deliverer. Amen. But whatever we know him as, amen, the fact is we know him as that. And he has proven himself to be that. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. How many online tonight? gotta pray and you just gotta let it out tonight for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know that the more we thank God, the more that may God do for us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But before we can get to the courts, we first got to get to the gates. It says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I want somebody tonight to just thank him for everything that he's done for you. Glory to God. Everything that you can think of that God has done for you, come on, give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hallelujah.
A praise of gratitude. How many of you got a spirit of gratitude on tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm so thankful. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Feel him up here. Somebody need to tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Don't you know that thank you would change your condition? I want you to meditate on that for a minute. Thank you would change your condition. The Bible says that there were 10 lepers. And when they came to Yahshua for him to make them clean, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says, and they were healed as they went. Now all of them walked into the priest to give them the testimony of how they've been healed, but one in the crowd came back to tell the Lord thank you. Hey, shout out that little boy, Sunday, hallelujah.
Lord.
And so everybody walking, but one came back to say thank you. And the one that said thank you, the Lord said, not only are you cleansed, but I have made you whole. Hey, you looking for a miracle, but God said, I got more for you, but I want to hear your thank you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory.
Listen, we be talking about how we be robbing God in tithes and offerings, but I want to talk about tonight how we be robbing God in his praise and his thanksgiving. Come on here, somebody. Have we been robbing God by not giving him the thanks and the praise that he deserves? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
God says, I know you want the Mercedes, but you praise me for what you got right now. If you praise me for what you got right now, then I will upgrade you. Oh, whoo, God, Dabo. Glory to God. God says, if you praise me and thank me for what you got right now, I can upgrade you to what you want. Come on, here, somebody. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why is it so quiet online? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need to hear the praise. God says, I need to hear your praise. Come on here, somebody. You telling me what you want, but you ain't thanking me for what you got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know, child of God, that this ain't the time, hallelujah, for us, amen, to get complacent, amen, in our thanks and in our praise to God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't need to forget that before he blessed us, we need to have what we have now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He brought us out. Glory to God, but we don't act like it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Don't get caught up in the things, y'all. Glory to God, because God is the thing. Don't get caught, child of God, up into things, because God is the thing that we want. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I'm
yes,
trying to move on, but God said, I need to hear some thanks. Hallelujah. I need to hear some thanksgiving. Come on here, somebody. I need to hear some praise. You know that we wouldn't bashful. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we really want to get loud, we get loud when we want to. Come on here, somebody. But it be, but
yes.
It should be something in your Holy Ghost tank. Amen. That when you hear, amen, about the praises of God, when you hear about the goodness of God, that make you just want to go crazy for the Lord, because you realize if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Glory to God. Come on and give him another shout of praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Maybe you don't want no upgrade.
Hallelujah.
Maybe on tonight, maybe you content with being where you at. Maybe you ain't ready to upgrade. Maybe you ain't ready to get something better. Amen. Amen. You got to thank God for the good before the better come. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Don't get
Amen.
Complacent in the good.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good. No, no, no. God said, I got something better, but I'm waiting on you to thank me. Amen. For the better. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory. I'm waiting on you to thank me like you know that you. That's what the Holy Ghost was talking about to Elder. Amen. When he was saying, believe that you have already received it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
some of us
Lord.
Is waiting to get it before we praise it. God said, no. Because what you want is
yes.
not in the natural realm. It's in the spirit realm. Come on, y'all.
Yes, sir.
And God said, if
yes.
you recognize that if you praise me in the spirit like you already got it, it's going to manifest in the natural. I wish somebody would give God
hallelujah.
Praise right
glory,
now. Glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
I'm praising God for my upgrade. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory,
I'm praising God for my upgrade. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We go crazy. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, when I tell you I'm going to upgrade you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, that's the time you should get excited, child of God, because God is saying,
hallelujah.
The that I have for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You ain't ready for the
Lord.
Upgrade, child of God. God is saying, amen, give me your thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We need to stop playing with God and go ahead and give God the same thing that we got in our belly. If you believe, glory to God, that he's going to do it, amen, then take the limits off, amen, of your thanksgiving. Take the limit off of your praise and give God the praise. Just say, Lord, I thank you for the upgrade. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor,
Lord,
God, give me an upgrade. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't look at where I'm at right now. Because I'm getting ready to get an upgrade.
Thank
Come on
you.
Here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
The hotline for the Holy Ghost. Oh, God says, this line, this broadcast, it's the hotline for the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you need anything right now, I dare you to praise Him. I dare you to thank Him. I dare you to give Him glory.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done.
Hallelujah.
I believe that you're able.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you,
Papa. Hallelujah.
God said, hallelujah. God said, you moving yourself to the next level. Come on here, somebody. You got to move yourself into the next level.
Come on here, somebody. This is not the hour of complacency. This is the hour that you got to get into a reckless abandonment in your thanksgiving, reckless abandonment in your praise. Remember, David praised himself out of his clothes. He said, the Lord is so good that you don't know what he's done for me. You don't know how he spared my life. You don't know how he brought me out. I don't care how I'm looking to nobody else, because this praise ain't for you. This praise is for God. This thanksgiving is for him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to give me a praise. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Lord saying,
thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's time for the upgrade. Glory to God. How many of you know that anybody upgrade you like God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And if you only knew the good news that I have for you tonight, glory to God, you'd be doing cartwheels, glory to God, if you knew what the Lord had in store for you tonight. Let me tell you, child of God, it's time for you to wrap yourself up in God. Wrap yourself up in the Lord. Don't wrap yourself up in nothing else. Glory to God. This might not make you shout tonight, but if it do, praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to hear the heart of God tonight, because God got some things he's going to say to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel the prophetic coming on. I feel the prophetic coming on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wrap yourself up in the Lord, child of God. Wrap yourself up in his promises. Glory to God. Don't you believe nothing else but the Lord's report. Glory to God. Things are getting ready to hit the fan. Let me tell you something. Amen. Glory to God. We got 2 more months left. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Counting it well. Amen. 3 more months. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we got October and November. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. Child of God. Child of God. Child of God. Child of God. Double son. Amen. We need truth in this hour. We need to know what is really going on behind the scenes. So God has anointed me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rabba sa tororororobo ko tarararabba siki tororororobo sando. Amen. I want those who are filled with the Holy Ghost, let's pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Those of you who are Holy Ghost, I need you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, Baba, God is releasing things in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. God is releasing things in the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. We give you the praise. It's not in English right now. You're not going to get it in English. You got to go into your secret place in the Holy Ghost. God is not going to release this stuff. I'm depositing stuff to you in the Holy Ghost. God says you're going to be able to get what you need in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of heaven, glory to God, hallelujah. The kingdom of God is neither meat nor drink, hallelujah. But peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, come on.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody give him a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Revelation knowledge is going to fall on you tonight. Revelation knowledge is going to fall on you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of revelation is getting ready to intensify. Glory to God. On you tonight. Receive it right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hey, Shababoboko, ta-da-da-da-ba, Sunday. Giving honor to God on tonight. Amen. Tonight, dear brother, Elder Andre Primo, Shabba Sunday.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Of preaching. Hallelujah. On tonight. I love you, man of God. I love you. Amen. Glory to God. To his wife and to his queen on tonight, I honor the both of them on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. To my wife, to my queen, amen. To my good thing on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. To my children on tonight, amen. To my fellowship,
yes,
who I love, whom I love,
yes,
glory to God on tonight, glory. I shout you out tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Tonight is going to be a very prophetic night. I feel the spirit of prophecy on me tonight. Come with me right quickly. We're going to look at a few scriptures tonight and see what the Holy Spirit of God is saying to us tonight. Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 17.
What scripture is that, Bishop?
Luke chapter 8. Verse 17.
Eight. He said chapter 8, verse 17?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you that the entrance of your word gives us light on tonight. God, thank you for what you're about to reveal to us. God, thank you for making me your mouthpiece in this hour, Lord. Don't let me say nothing that you don't want me to say. Let me say everything you want me to say. Let your people receive your word, God. Hallelujah. With joy and gladness, Lord. Let their ears be open. Let their ears be attentive to your voice. He said that we know your voice, for we belong to you. Your sheep know your voice. Hallelujah. So we thank you on tonight. We thank you that we're not fooled. We're not deceived, God. We're not tricked by the wiles and deceptions of the enemy, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you tonight, God, that you would expose the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. I ask you on tonight, Lord, that you would allow us, God, to beat down the gates of hell. For you said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. So we thank you on tonight for your anointing, God, that destroys the yoke of bondage. We give you praise on tonight, God, and we thank you for truth that cannot be denied nor twisted. We give you praise on tonight, amen, that we believe you, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do for us in this hour. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Somebody
hallelujah.
Amen. Magnify your God and thank him on tonight. I will tell you, child of God, that tonight is a special night. Tonight is a special night. Thank you, Sunday. Hey, if you're online tonight, this is God wants you to know what is going on in the secret places of the enemy's camp. Come on here, Baba. Luke 8:17. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
And what does that mean? It says, for nothing is secret. Oh, child of God, you need to circle that. For nothing is secret. Tell your neighbor right quick, say, neighbor, say, ain't no more secrets. Hallelujah.
Ain't no more secrets.
Hey, glory to God.
Everything
no
out of, everything out of, nope.
Hey, Gloria, ain't no more, for nothing is secret. That
amen.
Shall not be made manifest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, everything has a time frame to be in secret. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To be in a secret. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It says, that shall not be made manifest. Oh, the secret is ready to come to light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he says, neither anything here. Neither anything here. Except for that word, anything here. Come on here, somebody. So, the hour of hiding is over. God said, ain't no more hiding place. So all of the devil's secret is getting ready to be exposed in all of his hiding places. I hear the Lord say, prophesy,
amen.
Boy. It's getting ready to be exposed. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So everything that the enemy been doing in the secret, God says, I'm going to show you what he's been doing in the secret. Come on here, somebody. But let me share this what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. He said the only way you're going to see what he's doing in secret is that you got to get in prayer. And God said, when you get in prayer, I'll show you what he's doing in the sitting.
Amen.
And that's why Psalm 91 says he that dwelleth in the secret place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel this thing on me tonight. God is saying, yeah, the enemy's trying to move in secret. But when you get in your secret place, it'll no longer be a secret. I wish somebody to stay with me tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your prayer closet is your secret place. And that's what you're going to see. What the enemy is trying to do to you in the secret. Come on here, somebody. In the private.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, that shall be made manifest. In other words, God going to bring that thing into the open. Come on here, somebody. Yeah, you doing it in the secret. But God said, I'm going to bring it to the open. Come on.
Hallelujah.
God said, no more secrets. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Neither anything here, glory to God. The enemy trying to throw rocks and hide his hands, God said, ain't no more hiding. Glory to God. Demon trying to be in the closet, but God said, I'm finna bring everything out the closet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. I know that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't gonna be no closet. God said, you're gonna come out of there, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't gonna
Hallelujah.
Be no closet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He says, neither shall anything here that shall not be known and come abroad. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So anything that's afar off, God is saying, I'm getting ready to manifest that thing to you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I got something else I want to say to you. Like it told me in Matthew chapter 10 right quick.
Turn to what, Bishop?
Matthew chapter 10.
Matthew chapter 2?
10.
Oh, my God.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 26.
Chapter 10, verse what, Bishop?
26.
I can't hear you, Bishop.
26.
You can't hear me, dog?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Matthew 10 and 26.
Gotcha.
See, this is why God telling us not to feel tonight, beloved. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Matthew 10 and 26. And the word of the Lord says, fear them not, therefore. Fear them not, therefore. Who is the them? The them that are in authority. Don't fear them. Because the enemy can only work through fear. And you only fear what you don't know.
Yes.
That's why a certain thing that the enemy don't want you to know, because when you begin to know it, it brings deliverance. Hallelujah. So these are the words of Yahshua. He says, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered. Come on here, somebody.
No.
Tell your neighbor on tonight, no more cover up.
No more cover up, neighbor.
No more cover up.
No more cover up.
Hey.
No more cover up, neighbor.
Look at God. God is saying, no, you can't cover up, and no, you can't hide. Ain't no more secret. Tell somebody, say the gloves have come off, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, for there is nothing covered that shall not be what? Revealed. Come on here. This
Just
is
wait.
The I'm hour of revelation. God said, the reason why you are receiving revelation knowledge is because I don't want you to be fooled about what the enemy is about to do, because he's going to deceive many. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to fall for the deception of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. I just heard this, the Lord say delusion.
Wow.
It's going to be you do for me. God is going to reward you instantly. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the blessing flows from the head down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so guess what? Whatever fall on me, it's going to fall on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God on tonight. Lord God. Is there anybody else before I close it out?
I thank God for the word. Of the word of God. The word of God is so awesome. And I just thank the Lord, and I just praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bishop, I thank God for you. May God bless you and your wife and your family. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, one more thing. I want you to, if you can, look up AMTV. AMTV.
You said eight? I didn't hear you, Bishop.
AMTV. AMTV.
You said AM.
TV.
You said TV? I didn't hear you. Like television.
You're going to see a lot of powerful things on there that they're doing undercover.
It's undercover, huh?
Yeah, but I'm going to keep you in prayer with everything that God gives me. Because God really is speaking a lot of things to me in this hour. And I give God praise for it. That's going to pop up with the Pope and Putin in China.
Hello? Hello? Oh, okay.
Amen. We still here, darling. We still here. Amen.
Just making sure.
I'm going to go into prayer now. Father, we thank you for all things done tonight. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard, God. Lord, let us not just be a hearer, God, but let us be a doer of the word, Lord. That once we hear your voice, that we move
at
your voice, God. Hallelujah. We thank you in tonight. We give you praise. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, God, that we hear you with clarity. We thank you in tonight, God, that there's nothing here that should not be revealed, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God, thank you by your Holy Spirit, God, that you are leading and guiding us into all truth, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, this is the hour of truth. This is the hour of truth.
Amen.
So, Lord, help us to receive the truth. Help us to embrace the truth. Help us to move in the truth. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. Don't let us deny the truth, Lord. Don't let us, God, hallelujah, tell the truth, but let us walk in the truth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
that the truth may not only be with us, but be in us. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
We give your
Hallelujah.
Name all the praise and the glory, for it all belongs to you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody praise God for the truth tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Praise God for the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. This is the hour of truth. Hallelujah. If it ain't the truth, it's not going to be able to stand. God is going to expose every lying spirit, every lying demon, every deceitful spirit is getting ready to be exposed. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Only the truth is going to be able to stand in this hour. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Send it back into the hands of my dear, dear brother. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And once again, we are thankful for his word. Amen. We will see y'all tomorrow night. So on behalf of everybody on the line, we love each and every one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers. And see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Time.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Buzz me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child, a new nation, they were still alright.